Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Sechus Erevin Daf Ein Tes. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ein Ches on the base stated that if a ditch between two chatzeros that was 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide was filled with earth and pebbles, the two chatzeros must join in one common erev and not make two separate erevs. The Gemara says that this implies a filo bestama, even without the owner of the earth and pebbles stating intent that he wants to leave the earth and pebbles there, we view the ditch as if it's permanently filled. This contradicts a Mishnah in Olos that teaches that a house filled with straw or rocks is only considered filled if one specifically intends to leave them there permanently. Three answers are given. Rav Asi answered that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, with whom the Tana in Olos disagrees. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that we cannot compare a tumor to Shabbos, as people would even abandon a wallet for the duration of Shabbos since it's Muksa, but are less likely to abandon something because of tuma. And Rav Ashi answered that people are more likely to mevatel something in a ditch, as it's normal to fill in, than in a house. That's not normal to fill in. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mas ben shben shtei chatzeros gevo asar tefachim. If a haystack between two chatzeros is 10 tefachim, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, the residents may make two independent erevs, but may not make one erev. Eil machilin mikan ve'eil machilin mikan. The residents of one of the chatzeros may feed their animals from here, meaning the haystack, and so may the other residents. Rashi explains that we're not concerned that their animals eat so much straw that the height of the haystack will shrink below 10 tefachim, causing the chaseros to merge and prohibit caring. Rav Huna said regarding feeding the livestock, as long as the owner doesn't put straw into his basket to feed the animals. Rashi explains that the reason that this is forbidden is either because he might take too much and reduce the height of the mechitza, or because the straw is muksa. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Kesad mishtatfin b'mavui. How do we make a shita for a mavui? Maniach hazochavi zomer harizel kol b'nei mavui. One places a barrel containing food and declares, let this belong to all the residents of the mavui. Umazakal and may confer ownership to them through his adult son or daughter, or through his Jewish servants or his wife. Rav Yehuda said the barrel that's being used for shitufi mavos must be lifted at least one tefach from the ground, otherwise it remains in the domain and control of its owner. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ein Ches Amud Beis stated that if a ditch between two chatzeros that was 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide was filled with earth and pebbles, the two chatzeros must join in one common erev and not make two separate erevs. The Gemara says that this implies a filo bestama. Even without the owner of the earth and pebbles stating intent that he wants to leave the earth and pebbles there, we view the ditch as if it's permanently filled. This contradicts a Mishnah in Olos that teaches that a house filled with straw or rocks is only considered filled if one specifically intends to leave them there permanently. So three answers are given. Rav Asi answered that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, with whom the Tana in Olos disagrees. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that we cannot compare tuma to Shabbos, as people would even abandon a wall for the duration of Shabbos, since it's muksa, but are less likely to abandon something because of tuma. And Rav Ashi answered that people are more likely to mevatel something in a ditch, as it's normal to fill in, than in a house that's not normal to fill in. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mas ben sheben shtei chatzeros gevo asar tefachim. If a haystack between two chatzeros is 10 tefachim, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, the residents may make two independent erevs, but may not make one erev. El ma'achilin mikhan ve'el ma'achilin mikhan. The residents of one of the chatzeros may feed their animals from here, meaning the haystack, and so may the other residents. Rashi explains we're not concerned that their animals will eat so much straw that the height of the haystack will shrink below 10 tefachim, causing the chatzeros to merge and prohibit caring. Rav Huna said regarding feeding the livestock, ubavad shu'yitin latoku pasav yachil, as long as the owner doesn't put straw into his basket to feed the animals. Rashi explains that the reason that it's forbidden is either because he might take too much and reduce the height of the mechitza, or because the straw is muksa. And point number three, the next Mishnah says, Ketzad mishtatfin b'mavui, how do we make a shitu for a mavui? Maniach hazochavis va'omer harzo l'chol b'nei mavui. One places a barrel containing food and declares, let this belong to all the residents of the mavui, and he may confer ownership to them through his adult son or daughter, or through his Jewish servants or his wife. Rav Yehuda said that the barrel that's being used for shitufi mavos must be lifted at least one tefach from the ground, otherwise it remains in the domain and control of its owner. All right, so now we get our simon for Daf Ein Tes, and the simon is an 8, a pen, but we use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles dropped his quill in a haystack separating two chatzeros while knocking over an Eved Ivri holding a barrel a tefach off the ground. Once again, in slow motion. The distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles dropped his quill. Sofer, quill? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Tes. The distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles, which reminds us that earth and pebbles in a ditch between two chatzeros are presumed to have been left there permanently, requiring residents in a chatzer to make one erev, unlike a case in Olos, in which a house filled with straw or rocks are only considered to have been left there permanently if the owner specifically intended that. Three reasons are given to explain the difference. So the distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles dropped his quill in a haystack separating two chatzeros, which reminds us of a haystack between two chatzeros is 10 tefachim. The residents must make two independent eruvs, and they may have their animals feed off the haystack. Rashi explains that we're not concerned that their animals will eat so much straw that the height of the haystack will shrink below 10 tefachim, causing the chatzeros to merge and prohibit caring. So the distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles dropped his quill in a haystack separating two chatzeros while knocking over an Eved Ivri holding a barrel, a tefach, off the ground. Which reminds us the way to make a shita for a mavui is that one places a barrel containing food and declares, let this belong to all the residents of the mavui, and he can confer ownership to them through his adult son or daughter or through his Jewish servants or his wife. Rev Yehuda said that the barrel that is being used must be lifted at least one tefach from the ground, otherwise it remains in the domain and control of its owner. So once again, the distracted sofer who tripped over a ditch filled with pebbles dropped his quill in a haystack separating two chatzeros while knocking over an Eved Ivri holding a barrel, a tefach, off the ground. Now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Ein Hey. So the Simfra Ein Hey is an Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The neighbors of the Am Ha'aretz, who were already annoyed with his constant walking through their chatzer, which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces Malchus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in a case of two chatzeros which are arranged one behind the other, and each one joined in its own Erev. The point of the dispute is whether the Drisus of Regel, the rite of passage of the inner chatzer, restricts the outer chatzer. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he explained in the name of Yanai the understanding of the Malchokas, which was subsequently challenged. When Ravin came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he gave over the proper understanding of Rav Yanai's explanation of the Malchokas, that in fact there are three opinions. The Tanakhama holds Regel Muteras Eino Oseras. The rite of passage of a person who is permitted in his own chatzer does not restrict the outer chatzer. Rav Yekiva holds Afil Regel Muteras Oseras. Even the rite of passage of someone who is permitted in his own chatzer forbids. And the Rabban hold, Keshem Shel Regel Muteras Eino Oseras. Just as the rite of passage of a person who is permitted does not restrict, Kach Regel Asura Eino Oseras. So to the rite of passage of a person who is restricted does not restrict. So the neighbors of the Amars, who were already annoyed with its constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, which reminds us, it was stated in the Braisa that if the residents of the two chatzeros placed a joint Erev in the inner chatzer, and one of the residents of the outer chatzer forgot to join in the Erev, Rav Kiva holds that the residents of both chatzeros are restricted, whereas the Chachamim say that the inner chatzer is permitted and the outer one is restricted. The Gemara explains that according to the Chachamim who hold, Ein bet reshus mechatzer lechatzer, they allow the inner chatzer to dissolve the Erev because they can claim, I merge with you to improve my situation and not to detract from it. Rabbi Kiva does not permit the inner residents to dissolve the Erev since he holds Yesh b'tereshos mechatzer v'chatzer. This provides an alternative way for the inner residents to restore their rights in the chatzer via the residents in the outer chatzer being mevatel reshus in their chatzer. So the neighbors of the Amarites, who are already annoyed with this constant walking through their chatzer and forgetting to join in the joint Erev, were horrified when they found out that he just bought the 10th house in the long row of housing. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Asar batim zeh lifnim mizeh. If 10 houses are arranged one behind the other, where only the outer house opens directly to the chatzer, pnimi nosin as a ruv of a dial. The inner house must contribute its portion of an air being formed in the chatzer with the other residents, and this is sufficient. Rabbi Yochan said, afil chitzon, even the outer one must contribute, which the Gemara clarifies to mean the ninth inner house. The Gemara explains that Shmuel holds beishar the yachid shmei beishar. The gatehouse of an individual is legally treated as a gatehouse, and therefore the ninth house, which only serves as an entrance for the 10th house, does not restrict the chatzer, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, Roshme Beishar, it is not treated as a gatehouse and must contribute to the Erev. All the other houses are considered a Beishar since they serve as entranceways for more than one house, and therefore do not restrict the Erev. Daf Ein Vav. So the Simfra Ein Vav is an IV tube intravena. So here goes. The sick construction worker on IV. IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The sick construction worker on Ivy hallucinated and saw a Beishar that morphed into a house at Beina Shmashos, which reminds us, Rechava tested the Rabbanim with the following question. If there are two chatzeros with two houses between them, and one chatzer placed its Erev in the house which adjoins the other chatzer, and the other chatzer did the same and placed its Erev in the house adjoining the other chatzer, do they each acquire an Erev or not? The question hinges on the following. Do we judge each house as the house for an Erev on the far side, and the house in between as a Beishar, a gatehouse, or do we judge each house as a beishar to the chatzer that adjoins it? The Rabban answered that either way they do not acquire an Erev. If each house is deemed a beishar, it doesn't work, since an Erev in a beishar is invalid. If each house is deemed a house, then each chatzer would have to walk through a house that was not joined in its Erev. The Gemara clarifies that this is different than Bein HaShemashos, which can be deemed halachically nighttime for some and daytime for others, since lo minkra milsa, it's not a noticeable thing, since the first part could be day and the latter part night. It's therefore not a clear contradiction, and people would take these halachas seriously. A house, however, must be either a house or a beishar, not both. Rashi explains that to consider it as a house to one person and as a beishar to another will make this halacha look like a joke. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinating saw a beishar that morphed into a house of Bein HaShemashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the seventh parak states, Chalon sheben shtei chatzeros, arba'a or arba'a beso chasara. In a case of a window between two chatzeros that is at least four tefachim by four tefachim in size and located within 10 tefachim of the ground, ma'arvin shnaim, the residents of the two chatzeros may join in two independent eruvs because they are still considered separate areas, or if they desire, they may join in one communal Erev because the window connects them. Rashi explains that since the height of the wall to the window is less than the 10 tefachim minimum height of Mechitza, and since the window's size qualifies it as a portal, the two chatzeros are considered connected and may join in an Erev. Rabbi Yochanan said that a round window in the wall must have a circumference of 24 tefachim, and the lower two tefachim and a bit more must be within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that if one inscribes a 4x4 square inside the circle, we found the part of the square is within 10 tefachim of the ground. The Gemara analyzes this ruling. So the sick construction worker on IV hallucinated and saw a beishar that morphed into a house at Bein HaShemashos land on a chatzar wall with a square frame inside a round window, separating homes with high windows and full of floating objects. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Loshanu el chalon sheben shtei chatzeros. This ruling was only learned regarding a window between two chatzeros, aval chalon sheben shnei batim. But a window that is between two houses, afilo mal masar nami, even if it's completely above 10 tefachim, imratz ma'arvin echad, if the residents of the two homes want to join in one mutual erev, they may. The reason for this is, basic man demalidami, a house is regarded as being full of objects. Therefore, the window is considered as though it were not higher than 10 tefachim from the floor. Daf ein zayin, so the Simra ein zayin is a goat. A goat, so here goes. The world-famous circus goats. Goats, that must be more on daf ein zayin. The world-famous circus goats dance along the thin wall between the two chatzeros, which reminds us. The Gemara brings Malchokas regarding a wall between two chatzeros that is 10 tefachim high, but not 4 tefachim wide. Rav said, the airspace of the two domains, meaning the unmerged chatzeros, control the top of the wall. Therefore, one may not move anything on it, even as much as the fullness of a hair. The Gemara clarifies that the top is a makompatur, and it should be mutter to carry on top of the wall, and even to carry from the top of the wall to each chatzer, as we find that it's permitted to carry from a makompatur to Rosh HaSiyachid and to Rosh HaRabim. However, Rav holds, Chachamim asu chizuk divreim yosim mishal Torah. The Rabban strengthened their own enactments, meaning they were more machmir, with the Isur Rabban out of concern that people will violate them in order to move things between two chatzeros, than they were that people will violate an Isur Deraisa in a similar situation. Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav and holds that people can even carry food from their chatzer to the top of the wall, since it's a makom patur. So the world-famous circus goats danced along the thin wall between two chatzeros, then did backflips down to the lower chatzer, which reminds us, Rav said in the name of Rav Huna, who said in the name of Rav Nachman, Koso sheben shtei chatzeros, a wall which is between two chatzeros, tzido echod gevo asor tefachim, if one of its sides is 10 tefachim high, but tzido echod shavu la'aretz, and one of its sides is level with the ground of the other chatzer, which Rashi explains to mean that it doesn't reach a full 10 tefachim, noisin oso lezeh sheshavu la'aretz. We give the use of the top of the wall to this chatzer, which its ground is level with the wall, mishum dehavu lezeh tashmish benachis, because for the residents of the upper chatzer, it's easy to use, since the top of the wall is within 10 tefachim of the chatzer's floor. And for the residents of the lower chatzer, its use is with difficulty. And in every case where one's chatzer's use is with ease and the other's use is with difficulty, we give use of it to this chatzer for which the use is with ease. So the world-famous circus goats danced along the thin wall between two chatzeros, then did backflips down to the lower chatzer, before climbing back on a movable Egyptian ladder on their two hind legs. Which reminds, the Gemara introduces a ruling regarding reducing the height of the wall below 10 tefachim so that its top can be considered a pesach. Sulma mitzri ein mamayit, v'hatzuri mamayit. An Egyptian ladder doesn't reduce the height of the wall when leaned against it, but a Tyrian ladder does. An Egyptian ladder has less than four rungs, and a Tyrian ladder has four. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi why the Egyptian ladder doesn't work to reduce the height of the wall, and Rav Ashi explained, Mishum da havale davrishin nita b'shabbos, because it's something that may be moved on Shabbos, but kol davrishin nita b'shabbos ein mamayit, and anything that may be moved on Shabbos doesn't reduce the height of the wall. Since the Tzuri ladder is heavy, it will presumably not be moved on Shabbos, which makes it as if it's permanent. Daf Ein Ches. So the symbol for Ein Ches is a child going ugh. So here goes. The mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, child going ugh, that must be more in Daf Ein Ches. The mischievous kid who went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a three talking peg stuck in a post, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Amud Brush is a Rabin Gavo Asar V'Rochav Arba. If a post that is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, thereby constituting Rosh Hashanah Yachid, stands in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, V'Nadz Bo Yasid Kol Shehu, and one wedged a peg of any size into the top of the post, the peg reduces some of the top surface area, rendering it a Makom Patur. The Gemara presents three interpretations of Rav Huna's ruling. Rav Ada Bar Ava said, U'Gavo Shlosha, and the peg must be 3 Tfachim high. Rashi explains that if it's not 3 tefachim, it's considered part of the top surface. Abai and Rabba both said, Afo pisha ein gavo shlosha. Even though the peg is not 3 tefachim high, it still renders the top of the post makom patur, since that part of the surface where the peg was put is not usable. Ravashi disagreed with both interpretations and said, Afio shigavo shlosha tefachim. Even if the peg is 3 tefachim high, it doesn't render the top of the post makom patur because it's possible to hang something onto the peg. Rashi explains that since the peg performs a function of the post, it's considered as part of the post and not something that detracts from it. So the mischievous kid went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced it on a 3 tfachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi what the halacha is if one placed 2 ladders against the wall, each one less than 2 tfachim wide, and he put straw in the middle, which Rashi explains to mean that he presses straw into the shape of rungs and connect them to each ladder. Do we regard the ladders as having the requisite width of 4 tfachim? Rabbi answered, Ein kafarego ol behen, the ball of the foot cannot go up on them, since one usually steps on the middle part of the rung. Therefore, the straw rungs are not a valid extension. Rav Yosef then asked what the halacha is if one affixed straw rungs on either side of a narrow ladder, and Rabbi responded, kafarego ol behen, the ball of the foot can go up on them, and therefore the straw rungs are a valid extension. So the mischievous kid went ugh when he saw the bowl of spinach, balanced on a 3 tfachim peg stuck in a post, then booby-trapped the ladders to get it by placing straw rungs in the middle, and required climbing up on an asherah tree. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef asks, Asu le'ilan suam mahu, what's the halacha if one made a tree into a ladder? Is the tree considered a pesach, which allows the two chatzeros to join in a mutual erev, even though one may not climb a tree on Shabbos? He then asks that if we rule that an ordinary tree can indeed serve as a ladder to be an erev, what's the halacha if one made an asherah tree into a ladder? Since one gets hanah from the erev chatzeros, would it be permissible to use it? Rabbi answered that the tree is mutter and the asherah is aser. The Ritva explains that since it's permitted to use the tree as a pesach during the week, we view the Shabbos challenge as incidental and it doesn't affect the tree legal status as a pesach. Rabbi Yochanan said, and there are those that say that Rabbi Lezer said, Koshi iser Shabbos gorem lo aser, the tree which cannot be climbed because of Hilchos Shabbos is aser, but the asherah which cannot be used for a non-Shabbos related reason is mutter. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak presents a third answer. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions on Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1. Which topic and why pebbles and earth in a ditch separating two chatzeros are presumed to be left there permanently? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 2. Which topic and that straw rungs placed between two narrow ladders does not extend the length of the rungs to give the ladder the status of a pesach? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 3. Which of the one that a suam mitzri does not reduce the height of the wall since it's movable, and the rule is kol davar shenitol eino mamayit. That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that a window in a wall between two chaseros that is 4x4 tefachim and within 10 tefachim of the ground enables the people in the chaseros to make one communal erev if they want? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 5. Which depth of a question if one can make an ordinary tree or an asherah tree into a ladder to allow chatzeros to make a mutual erev? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 6. Which depth of a malchokas if beishar diyachid shmei beishar, if the gatehouse opening to an individual home is considered a gatehouse to not require an erev? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 7. Which depth of the one that Reb Meir's concern that children will forget the institution of Erev does not apply when only one resident forgets to join in the Erev? That's on Daf Ein Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which depth do we have a three-way machlokas regarding a peg that was wedged into the top of a post that was 10x4 tefachim, whether it makes it a makom patur? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that a haystack between two chatzeros can be used to feed the animals since there's no concern it will be diminished below 10 tefachim? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Good. And number 10, which of the one that a house cannot have the din of both a bais and a beishar? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the one that Hoshata and Zrika are learned from the Algalos? That's on Dav. Tzadi Vav in Shabbos. Good. Number two, which of the other question of women's benching is Doraisa or Durabanan? That's on Dav. Chaf and Brach is good. And number three, which stuff do we discuss throwing a basket, a kaveris, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? That's on Duff. Ches and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zilu, wishing you a great day and great learning.